हरे कृष्ण। इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो देर इज़ अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल डिस्क्रिप्शन अबाउट नाभि एंड मेरु देवी। दे वॉन्ट अ चाइल्ड एंड द ब्राह्मणस आर परफॉर्मिंग अ सैक्रिफाइस फॉर लॉर्ड विष्णु। इट इज सेड लॉर्ड विष्णु अपियर्ड इन द सैक्रिफिशियल अरेना not so much because of the performance of sacrifice but because of the great attitude of king Nabi and the brahmanas who were not ordinary brahmanas but were great devotees. Because of that the lord appeared, it is said. How do we know that? That you see, as soon as lord Vishnu appears there, when he appeared there, the king Nabi along with the brahmanas, they bent their head down in great humility and with great respect, and they offered many wonderful prayers. So they also offered worship for Lord Vishnu with all the different types of paraphernalia and everything, with great love and appreciation. And then they offered the prayers. They were saying, "O my dear Lord Vishnu, O Almighty, you don't need any kind of worship with all this big paraphernalia or pompous display of our worship. In fact, all these things we are doing, why? For our own fruitive desires. We want many things from you, that's why we are worshipping you. Otherwise, you don't need any kind of worship at all. You are complete in all respects. You are the supreme." And they were also saying, "You are so satisfied even with the offering of a tulasi leaf, or offering of some water, or offering of some freshly cut kusha grass. You are satisfied with such simple items as this. But we are offering all this big paraphernalia simply to make a big pompous display. But you never anticipate all these things. But please kindly accept a little service from us. Please do not neglect us." And they are praying that we have invited you to appear in the sacrifice today for very petty reasons, because we are very poor-hearted people. We are poor-hearted souls. Here is the great king Nabi and his wife Meru Devi. You know? And they wanted to have a child just like you. In order to make that request, we invited you. So you can easily understand how much lowly mentality we have. That for these kind of materialistic purposes, reasons, we have invited you to come here, and in this way we have created a great disturbance for you. And please kindly forgive us for this great offense, for inviting you for our own materialistic desires. So in this way, the Brahmanas were offering such a wonderful prayers. That is the time they offer this wonderful prayer also, about the holy name. अथ कथंचित कलनचुत्पदन जृंबण दुरवस्थानादिषु विवशानां न स्मरणायां चरमरणतशायां सकलकश्मल निरसनानि तपगुणकृतनामधेयानि वचनगोचराणि भवन्तु। इट्स इन प्रोस ऑर्डर दिस प्रेयर। दे आर सेइंग माय डियर लॉर्ड, एक्चुअली वन नीड नॉट कम टू यू फॉर एनीथिंग मटेरियल। वन शुड एक्चुअली प्रे टू यू ओनली फॉर बीइंग एबल टू रिमेंबर यू इन ऑल सर्कमस्टेंसेस इन लाइफ। स्खलन Kshut, Patana, Jrumbana, Duravastana, Adishu, different situations they are saying. If somebody is stumbling and falling down, if somebody is yawning, or somebody is about to die due to Maranajwara, or somebody is sleeping. In this way, in different circumstances, there is a likelihood that one may fail to remember your holy name. And in all these circumstances, he is saying, they are saying, स्मरणायां ज्वर मरण दशायां सकल कश्मल निरसनानि तव गुणकृत नामधेयानि। द होली नेम विच कैन एरेडिकेट ऑल इंप्यूरिटीज इन वन्स हार्ट। प्लीज काइंडली बेस्ट वाज दैट होली नेम तव गुणकृत नामधेयानि। युवर नेम फॉर्म पास्ट एंड क्वालिटीज एंड एक्टिविटीज लेट दम ऑल बिकम मैनिफेस्ट इन अवर हार्ट। वचन गोचराणि भवन्तु, दिस इज अवर एक्चुअल डिजायर। बट इंस्टेड ऑफ ऑफरिंग यू दिस डिजायर, वी आर ऑल्सो आस्किंग फॉर मेनी मेटल बेनिफिक्शंस फ्रॉम यू। So please kindly forgive us. So when Lord Vishnu saw their respectful and prayerful disposition of these great devotees and their humility, he became so pleased. He told them that I am greatly pleased with you, and I will surely fulfill all your desires. In fact, you Brahmanas, I consider your mouth to be myself. Whatever words emanate from your divine mouth, that can never go in vain. That should never fail. So in order to fulfill your vachan, I will offer this benediction. But there is no one like me available in this world, so I myself have to come. So I will myself appear as Rishabhadev. That time Lord says, I myself will appear as an incarnation in the womb of Meru Devi. He says that. And after congratulating them, appreciating them, the Lord disappears after that. So, it is said in Bhagavatam that Lord was more pleased to appear in that sacrifice due to the right attitude of those great devotees with which they approached him. So when we approach the Lord or his devotees, pure devotees, when we possess the right attitude like this, we'll be able to very easily win their heart. Because they cannot be given anything. Just like it is said, a pure devotee is an instrument in the Lord's hands. What is the meaning of pure devotee being an instrument? Many times we don't understand the value of a pure devotee. Like our spiritual master, our Prabhupada, when we take the shelter, we take them for granted, we take them so lightly. But because they are acting on behalf of the Lord as a perfect instrument, they should be treated as good as the Lord. Just like you see, you have seen these goods. These goods, it does not do any activity selfishly for itself. You can see either it is carrying the goods for the welfare of the public from one place to another. And the government also keeps loading more and more commodities in the goods for taking from one place to another. In this way, the goods gadi is actually fulfilling the desires of the public as well as the government. Everyone is satisfied. And even when the goods have to change tracks, different tracks, he doesn't have to worry how to do it. It's all done by the engine, by the order of the government and the arrangement of the railway department. Similarly, a pure devotee is such a perfect instrument. He simply lives for others' sake. He wins the heart of everyone, the children, the youth, and the married people, old people, young people. Everyone take shelter of a great devotee. And he is satisfying all of them by giving them the innermost desire of the soul, which is to attain the shelter of Krishna. And he also pleases the Lord. Why? Because he acts on behalf of the Lord. Only for the purpose of the Lord he acts. Just like a goods guard, when it is Kali, it is waiting to do the next service. Take in more and then distribute. Similarly, a pure devotee's body is a vehicle for carrying Krishna consciousness to be distributed to the public. And he knows how to precisely adjust the details without changing the principles, like the changing of the tracks, and that is also done by the orchestration of the Lord. And a pure devotee does it very perfectly. So, one has to approach the pure devotee exactly the same way as this Brahmanas and King Nabi approached the Lord. So with this kind of approach to Lord and his devotee and the holy name, with the right attitude, one can very easily win their heart. And there is no other way. Because nothing of this world can be offered as a gift to any of these things, either the Lord or the pure devotee or the holy name. We cannot offer any of the worldly things in order to satisfy them, because their position is so transcendental and so divine. Nothing of this world will satisfy them. That is why the Brahmanas were saying, all these ingredients and paraphernalia which you have arranged here, you cannot be satisfied with any of these things. You can be satisfied only with... they said one important thing. They said, those who offer prayers to you with a faltering voice, full of devotion and with humility, and only that is what attracts you, they were saying. The Brahmanas were saying. And this is very true for the holy name also. Unless we appreciate the Lord heartily and the holy name heartily and approach with the right attitude, we cannot hope to make much progress. So it is worthy to learn this kind of prayers from Bhagavatam and remember them and recite them in the innermost core of our heart and develop appreciation for them. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees.